This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden met with the German Chancellor Olaf Scholz at the White House. This was about tensions with Russia over Ukraine. We get more details from AP correspondent Ed Donahue.
Russia has been adding military might at the border. The president's message to Americans in Ukraine:
I think it'd be wise to leave the country.
He's worried they could get caught in the crossfire. The president was asked about the status of the crucial Nord Stream 2, Russia to Germany gas pipeline, if there is an invasion.
It's just not going to happen.
Russia's Vladimir Putin says the U.S. and its allies were the only ones talking about invasion.
I don't know that he knows what he's going to do. And I think he has to realize that it would be a gigantic mistake for him to move on Ukraine.
The president says there remains an off-ramp for Russia in this standoff. Ed Donahue, Washington.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has left Washington, D.C. For a trip that includes stops in Australia, Fiji, and the U.S. state of Hawaii. A U.S. State Department statement says that Blinken's stop in Australia will include meetings with the Australian Prime Minister, the Foreign Minister, and the Japanese Minister for Foreign Affairs. Also, the Indian Minister of External Affairs. The stop in Fiji will include meetings with the Pacific Island leaders. They will discuss climate change efforts to end the COVID-19 pandemic, disaster relief, and other topics. Again, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has already left Washington for a trip that includes stops in Australia, Fiji, and the U.S. state of Hawaii.